I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our guest is author Ralph Kies. His newest book about language has a mouthful of a title.
It's called I Love It When You Talk Retro, Hoochie Coochie, Double Whammy, Drop a Dime, and the Forgotten Origins of American Speech.
Double Whammy and Drop a Dime. Let's start with Double Whammy. What does that mean exactly?
Well, this goes back to the old comic strip Lil Abner, which put an amazing number of retro terms into our conversation. And Evil Eye Flegel was a notorious hoodlum from Brooklyn in Lil Abner. And Evil Eye Flegel would point one finger at someone that he wanted to demolish and cast his evil eye on that person and lay him low. Now, when Evil Eye Flegel decided to put both of his eyes on a person or object and point two fingers, this could stop a rushing locomotive or topple a skyscraper, and this was a double whammy. And the only person who could withstand not just a single whammy, but a double whammy, was Mammy Yoakum, Lil Abner Yoakum's wizened old mother who smoked a corncob pipe, and she would whirl and spin and totter around, but she was still standing even after Evil Eye Flegel tried to lay her low with a double whammy.
So a double whammy today would mean?
Anything where two things lay you low. Let's say somebody decides to run for office, and it turns out they have a residency problem, and they're not old enough. That's a double whammy.
Or you could have the flu and, you know, other medical complications at the
sure.
same time, so you would be hit by a double whammy. What was the second?
It was a drop a dime.
Uh-huh.
Drop a dime. Now, this one is really problematic for kids who have grown up with cell phones because they don't recall, as you and I may, the glorious golden era of telephone booths. Making a call from a public telephone in a phone booth usually cost a dime. And so when we wanted to squeal on someone, to be a whistleblower and call the cops from a phone that couldn't be traced or where people couldn't see us, we would go into a phone booth, put a dime in, and call the police. This is called dropping a dime.
Is it something that's still in use today?
Well, the phrase is, we still talk about dropping a dime to say that we're reporting someone, and then we become a dime dropper. But, gosh, how many public phones are there out there anymore?
Not many.
And they certainly cost more than a dime now. I think they're like 50 cents. Or you use the term in here. You talk about some all-American terms, and one of them is Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain to people who maybe aren't familiar with old American television?
Well, this is a show from the 50s where Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Nelson ran what was considered to be the ideal American family in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
And they were real, you know, people, weren't they?
Yeah, they were actually married to each other.
Right, and then they were also actors. And
yeah.
So, but it wasn't like what we would today
and
call it.
And their kids were part of the family. They were a real American family.
Presents America's favorite family comedy, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family.
Where's Rick?
He was with me a minute ago.
Ricky!
I'm coming!
Come on, breakfast is just about ready.
Today we'd say it'd be like a reality show, but it wasn't a reality
show.
It was
all scripted.
And
mm-hmm.
No, in fact, it was a fantasy show because people thought, oh, Ozzie and Harriet, that's the way a family ought to be. And they still talk about that, you know, an Ozzie and Harriet type of family where everything goes smoothly and the dad wears a cardigan sweater and the mom has an apron on and she's always bustling through the kitchen door with a nice plate of warm brownies.
Stay tuned next week for more of our conversation with Ralph Kies, author of the new book, I Love It When You Talk Retro.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. To learn more about American English, go to voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.